The Town of Brule regular meeting for October 12, 2015 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Ms. Andre, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Here.
Councilmember Bushclaw.
Here.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Wingstrom.
Here.
Councilmember Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Item number four, appeal of the denial of beer and liquor permits for Back Brule Grocery.
Good evening.
Mr. Thompson?
Hi, Tommy Thompson. I'm here on behalf of Back Brule Grocery LLC. I've spoken with Mr. Costa earlier. If I could, briefly, Jamie Whaley is a 5% owner of Back Brule Grocery LLC, and Tricia Michelle's a 95% owner. They filed with the Secretary of State, got their articles of organization and limited liability company filed. They filed for their state liquor and beer permits. They're in the process of reviewing them and going to an on-site inspection. On the same day, which was September 30th, they applied to the town for their liquor and state liquor and beer licenses to continue selling beer and liquor at Back Brule Grocery. And this is, as you all know, a business that's been operating for 35 plus years, I believe. And as best we can tell from the figures we came up with, the sales of beer and liquor account for about 30% of the business. That's important because of a provision in the state codes. They were issued a tobacco license by the state, and they were issued an occupational license by the town of Brule to do business. When they applied to the town for the liquor and beer permits, I believe everything was in order. They met all the requirements, but I think the mayor originally denied both the liquor permit and the beer permit applications, and as best we can understand, it's because that Mr. Whaley, who is a 5% member manager of the LLC, has two felons on his record. He pled guilty to two counts of malfeasance in office some time back. The town's ordinances concerning liquor licenses, and I refer you to section 7.4, which is a qualification for applicants, refers you to Louisiana revised statute 2680 and 26280. So when we looked at those, and I have a copy of them, I'm sorry I didn't make copies for everyone else. Initially they talk on several of the sections about the requirements of someone to do fingerprinting and fill out certain applications. And that is generally for people who shall conduct the manage the business or who own more than 5% aggregate membership interest in a limited liability company, and that's 2680C. If you continue on to 2680D, is where we, I think the crux of the matter here, if the applicant's business and the applicant in this particular case is an LLC and has a particular qualification and section dealing with LLCs, if the applicant's business is to be conducted wholly or partly by one or more managers, agents, servants, employees, or other representatives, these persons shall also possess the qualifications required of the applicant and shall furnish verification of suitability. if they're going to be in that involved. However, they say, they go on to say convicted felons, and they have an exception. May be employed by an applicant if the applicant's business, if in the applicant's business, alcoholic beverages are not the principal commodity sold, handled, or given away. And that's what we think is an important part of this issue before the court tonight. In fact, alcohol and the sales and handling of alcohol for Back Brewery Grocery are not the principal commodity, the principal part of their business. It's about 30%. And I think that, well, I'll address the part Mr. Acosta and I talked about. Section 7.3 dealing with the submission of the application to the town of Brewley. It must be delivered on mail to the mayor within 24 hours of when they apply to the state. That was done. And it goes on to say the mayor may issue permits immediately after proper investigation, but for a probationary period, but for a period of 35 days after receipt of the application, the permittees shall operate on a probationary basis subject to the final action by the board on opposition to or withholding of the permits. So the way I read it, Mr. Acosta and I may disagree on that, but the way I read it, if the mayor approves it, they can start operating, but within 35 days, this board has the final say-so, and this board could overrule the mayor. Whether they can overrule a denial or an approval, I think it doesn't matter. I think they can do either. This board can do either. Ms. Michelle and Mr. Whaley are citizens of this community. Mr. Whaley has openly admitted that he is a convicted felon, pled guilty in court, got put on probation. His probation is in good standing. In fact, I know that the judge that took his guilty plea just granted him permission to hunt, because that was a question as to whether or not he could own or possess weapons and hunt. He's trying to make a living at a new job, working at this store. Ms. Michelle's trying to improve herself. This store's been in business for years and years. It's not a bar room, it's not a casino, it's not a gambling facility. We think it would be in the best interest of this community if the board would grant Back Brewery Grocery LLC a permit to sell beer and liquor, and that's what we're asking for tonight. I'm happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Tom, did you talk about when you talked about the breakdown of 95% and 5%? You talked about that. The breakdown.
Oh, there's several places in.
I want to understand what you're saying.
The state. This is Louisiana Revised Statute 26:Ailey, that deals with the qualifications of applicants for permits. And this is under the liquor and alcoholic, tobacco and alcohol board. They talk about applicants in general. That is, if I were not an LLC, not a corporation, not a partnership, I apply. All the rules apply to me. On several of the sections, they say, and I'll just quote, I'll quote you one, they all read about the same. If the applicant is a corporation or a limited liability company, as in this case, it's a limited liability company, all officers and directors and all stockholders are members, and in this case, in an LLC, you're a member or a manager, owning in the aggregate more than 5% of the stock or of the membership interest in an LLC. That's the 5%, 95%. If you own more than 5%, you have all the requirements of any applicant that fills, and you can't say, no, this is an LLC. Because you own more than 5%, you have to provide all the information and meet all the requirements. Generally, that goes on, and it's in several places in that same code. But that's where the 5%, 95% comes in. ownership. If you own more than 5%, you have an obligation to apply and provide them with all information that any other applicant that's not a corporation or an LLC would have to provide. Does that answer you?
If you own 5% or less, you don't.
I'm sorry?
If you own 5% or less, you do not.
That's correct. You don't have to fingerprint and do those kind of things. Now, there are some provisions that say we think that, you know, everyone that's a member or a manager, but it, again, it goes back to say that on an aggregate of more than 5%. And then that's why I referred you to D, where they said, of course, in several places they say if you have a felon that's part of the ownership, they can't be part of this. If you have a felon that's a member or a manager, and they don't talk about 5% there, they just say, can't get a permit. But in D, they say, however, convicted felons may be employed by an applicant, in this case, Bad Gorilla Grocery LLC, if in their business, alcohol is not the principal commodity sold, handled, or given away.
So they can work there?
He can work there. That's my interpretation of it. I'd certainly defer to anything anybody else would have to say. And I just would point out that I did say earlier that they were granted their tobacco license, their ability to sell tobacco products by the state, and that license also has the same, basically the same requirements that the liquor permits do. In fact, dealing with felons. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can a felon manage that business if he's within less than 5%?
I don't think so. That's because D, this is what D says. Again, I'm going to refer always to the, just lost it. I wanted to read it to you. Here it is right here. If the applicant's business is to be conducted wholly or partly by one or more managers who is a member, a manager or a member generally of a limited liability company, agents, servants, employees, or other representatives, they shall possess the qualifications required of the applicant and shall furnish verification of suitability in accordance with H6 of this, and that brings you down to H6, and it tells you, this H6 actually talks about the spouses of convicted felons. But that same paragraph goes on to say, however, convicted felons may be employed by an applicant. To be as honest as I can with you, my interpretation of that is that they can be employed. Now, they may be employed as a manager, but they cannot manage Back Brewery Grocery LLC. I know that that's a bit of a legal distinction, but that's the way I see it. Does that help you at all? Any other questions I can help out with?
I have one. How do you verify the 5%?
I think you just have to look at the articles of incorporation. If they say that, or you have to look at the permits that were presented, they say 5%. I can tell you that the loan that was gotten to purchase this business is signed 100% by Ms. Michelle. Mr. Whaley did not signed to borrow any money for this business, nor did he put up any that I'm aware of. That business loan is in her name only. Does that help? Any other questions?
This may be a state question for alcohol and tobacco. Can a felon swipe a beer, poof, put it down, say it's $350, put it in the box?
I know of absolutely no provision that would prohibit a felon from selling beer in a legal establishment.
I didn't know if you knew that. I don't know that for a
fact. And I do know that, and Mr. Whaley just reminded me, I know that they cannot be bartenders. I don't think they can do that, but I don't know of any provision that would stop them from selling. And again, I said, this is a grocery store that sells liquor and beer, as well as bread and spam and potted meat and cold drinks and everything else. Thank you. If you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you. Moving on, approval of the minutes at a regular meeting of September 14th as published in the town official journal. You have a copy of them in the package. Do I hear any changes or corrections, or do I hear a motion? Move on, Ms. Bourgeois.
Second,
Mr. Niesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next item is committee reports, public works. I don't know of anything. Next item, planning and zoning committee. Consider variance requests of Joy Hughes, 3467 Orleans Quarters Drive, non-compliance with section 1960, 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence, as discussed last week in our committee meetings. The lady has culverts in her backyard, and she's asking to be able to put a fence up with all the stipulations that we can remove it at will, and it's her cost if we need to get back there. So with that, I recommend the variance as recommended.
Move
Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Finance committee, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel committee, consider pay adjustment for Robert Quatrevin. I would like to recommend that Robert be given a raise to $16 an hour, retroactive to, what was the date? September 28th, the beginning of the pay period. Yeah, we discussed it last week. Robert's doing a wonderful job for us, and I think he's a guy we really, really want to keep. So with that, that's my recommendation.
I still move.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Recreation committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, chief, was chief here? Oh, all right, you don't have anything? Okay, all right. Governmental affairs, consider trick-or-treat dates and time, October 31st from 5:30 to 7:30.
That's not a parish.
Well, the same as a parish, yeah.
Yeah.
Move Mr. Andre, second Mr. Richard. Any discussion from council? Hearing any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action ordinances, there are none. Introduction of ordinances, ordinance 7 of 2015, chapter 1.A, B, and C, governing authority, salaries of elected officials for the mayor, council members, and chief of police. First of all, for the mayor.
I'll introduce it.
All right, Ms. Rhodes, second lay council. Richard, thirdly, chief of police. Ms. Bourgeois.
You're going to get us some your recommendations on that?
Yeah, I'm going to get you.
I know we had those numbers last week.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you all a recommendation between now and next month's meetings. Resolutions and commendations, I'm not aware of anything. Police department report. Southall's going to give it to us.
Oh,
all right.
How y'all doing this evening? So last month we had 9 alarm calls, 2 animal calls. We assisted other agencies 9 times. We assisted an individual once, 2 burglaries, 2 damage to properties, 8 disturbance calls, 3 fire calls, 1 harassing phone call, 3 reports made simply for informational purposes, a medical emergency, a missing person who was found the next day, 1 other call, 3 private property accidents, 2 runaways, 3 calls regarding suspicious acts, persons, or vehicles, 10 traffic accidents, 40 traffic stops which resulted in a tow or arrest, 1 trespassing, 1 vehicle unlock, and 1 warrant. Total for the month, 423 citations issued with 565 violations, 37 vehicles towed for no insurance, and 6 arrests made for driving under suspension.
category did that fall into when that person being chased by two officers and deputies crossed my backyard?
That was most likely one of the suspicious persons since they were not apprehended.
They told me to stay in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Correspondence, I don't have any. Mayor's report, I have a few items. First of all, we had delivered our grasshopper, new grasshopper lawnmower, so it's working fine. The LMA came to talk to me last week. They're putting together a program for nuisances, that being tall grass, dead cars, and derelict buildings, and since we're doing a good job of that, they wanted to use us as a pattern on how to do it, and they came and I told them what I knew. I attended a chamber meeting where the Tourist Commission top guy was there, and he gave a very good talk on all the tourism in Louisiana, and I was not aware that 11% of all the jobs in Louisiana are a result of tourism. And also there are two very, very good videos that they've put out that have to do with food in Louisiana, and I recommend go to their website and take a look at them. And I'm part of a committee called the Transportation, what's TAC?
Advisory.
Transportation Advisory Committee. And that committee advises another committee, which basically sets the priorities for what people work on and don't work on as far as highway projects. And the guy who was running the meeting said that the attendance at the West Baton Rouge Parish public hearing was more than double the total attendance of all the Baton Rouge meetings put together. And when it was time to comment, I told him that I attended that thing in West Baton Rouge, and I've talked to people since then, and the consensus is that most people are very angry, they're tired of studies, and they want to build something. And ironically, an item came up on the agenda right after that. There's a project, I don't even know what parish it's in, either Livingston, Ascension, somewhere over there. And they had a change. They want to change from $750,000 to $1.4 million in one change. But nobody knew why. Nobody could say, you know, well, somebody said, well, I think we increased the scope. Well, I tell them, I said, you know, that's part of the problem is we build stuff, the price goes up. We keep studying, and I challenged them, and nobody took up the challenge to tell me how many dollars had been spent in the last 10 years on studies, and they were all scared to answer that, but that is what I'm hearing. You stop studying and build something, you know, but I don't think I got anywhere, but I felt better after I said it. Okay.
Attendance at that meeting would have been even more had the
traffic
and postal had an outlet to get around.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, nobody at that meeting approached me happy. Everybody was mad because they were doing more studies and they weren't building anything. That's just the consensus that I get, you know. So, all right, remarks of personal privilege. Anyone who wishes to speak may speak. Come up to the microphone. Anyone? And give us your name and where you live, so we'll for the record.
All right. Good evening. My name is Verita Lee, and I'm from East Baton Rouge Parish. I live off of Mickens Road. I'm currently serving on the East Baton Rouge Parish School Board as a school board member, serving my third term. The seat of District 29 for state representative is being vacated this year by Representative Barrow. I'm running for that seat. I know I'm well qualified, serving the children, families, and communities for over 35 years. I've been a public servant, and I want to continue to serve the people at a higher level where the laws are being made that affect our school system. That's where I want to go, because that's where the money is generated to take care of our libraries, our school system, etc., our roads, and everywhere. So if given an opportunity to go to the Capitol to represent Brulee, Port Allen, and parts of East Baton Rouge, Glen Oaks area, where I've been living for the last 35 years, I would appreciate your support. That's why I came before you tonight, to ask for your support in this race. There are four of us running, and I believe, I know, I'm the most qualified person running for this seat, because I love what I do, serving people, serving the children, serving families and communities. And I guarantee you, I will be a voice for the people. You vote for me, you're voting for yourself, because I will not sit there and rubber stamp everything that comes through. You check my record out in East Baton Rouge Parish. I've been elected to serve as the director for 15 parishes, and West Baton Rouge is one of them, on the Louisiana School Boards Association. So Mr. Scott Richard, any of those people, Mr. Atlee Walker, school board member over here, they could tell you about Verita Lee. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All right. I know it's too late now, but usually when the candidates call, we put them on first. So they don't have to listen to the rest of the meeting.
No, it's good for us to listen. It's good for us to listen so we can know what's going on. I'm here. I'm a good friend of Verita Lee. I'm glad to see that she's able to come out. I can personally vouch for her that she is a fighter. And I watch her on the school board at East Baton Rouge fight not just for the teachers as a person who has been an educator for 35 years, but also as someone who she stands up for the janitors, the bus drivers, and of course, first and foremost, the children. And so I'm excited to see her out here as well.
Can you give us your name?
My name is Dawn Collins. Yes. Yeah. And so I'm here actually for another lady. Her name is Charlotte McGehee. She's running for Commissioner of Insurance. I see some smiles. The incumbent is Jim Dowling. And it's Charlotte's position. And I personally have to agree with her, which is why I'm glad to come out and represent her while she crisscrossed the state today in Monroe and Ruston, that insurance rates are the highest in Louisiana than they are in the nation, while we are the lowest wage earning state in the nation, and that's unfair to our residents. A lot of people say, well, we are in coastal, we are frequented by hurricanes, and yes, that's true, but when you compare the coastal states, it still does not explain the rates, the high insurance rates that Louisiana has. So she's made a personal commitment. She's been a civil rights attorney all of her professional career, and she is serious about fighting for fair insurance rates, and serious about bringing transparency and ridding the office of corruption. This particular office, some people may know not this particular incumbent, but the previous commissioners of insurance, the office is so wrought with corruption that they actually were convicted and have gone to jail. And so we're not saying that the current commission is going to be convicted and go to jail, but it just kind of lets you know the history of the office, and she's standing as somebody tried and true, wanting to fight for the people of this state.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Anyone else?
I want to thank Debbie Berthelot, Jamie Luke for helping us with our landmark and heritage ceremony. We had a very good ceremony, great participation. Thank you.
I want to make a comment too. I want to thank the chief. Is he here or is that?
He left. Oh, no, he came back.
We
all right.
Had on the side of the city. I'm in town. I think y'all did a great job back there. Continue to do a great job. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Announcements. Early voting is August 10th to the 17th, which is right now. Landmark and Heritage meeting October 19th at 6:30. Election day is the 24th. Take Back the Night at Plaquemine Waterfront is October 31st at 5:30. And Veterans Day reception is November 11th at noon. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, ma'am.
Yes.
Just 1 minute.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Maisler, I think you had asked me a question about how do we determine what the proof of the ownership is concerning the Bag Brewery Grocery and LLCs in general. I can tell you that I have a Louisiana Department of Revenue, a tax number that's been issued, and it was issued and mailed to Tricia Michelle, not to anyone else, if that helps you in any way. And if I could ask a question myself, I'm sorry, I'm generally representing murderers and armed robbers, so I'm not quite sure how y'all operate here. But can y'all give me an idea of when we could expect a vote from the...
Mr. Thompson, let me try to answer that as best I can. I slightly disagree with one of the things you said in that this is not really an appeal. The mayor has the choice of approving a liquor permit when he gets it, okay? I chose not to do that. According to our ordinance, there's a 35-day window in which, as far as the town of Brule is concerned, alcohol can be served, because until the council decides to vote yea or nay, it stays in that limbo state. The council and the council alone will decide when they're ready, after they finish their investigation, when they're ready to have a meeting. That needs to happen by 35 days, and which I think is like first week in November-ish.
September 30th.
Yeah, something like that. You do the math, you can figure out when it's early in November. So if tomorrow the council would say, look, we've done our investigation and we're ready to meet, we'll have a special meeting. If it's the next day, whenever. Whenever they step forward and say, we've finished our investigation and we're ready to go. That's what's going to happen. Okay. So I hope I answered your question.
I think so, as I appreciate it. As long as the state has approved, even provisionally, Bag Brewery Grocery, as far as the town of Brule is concerned, can operate and sell liquor of high and low content right now for the next 35 days or until the council...
Not the next 35 days.
I'm sorry, not the next...
35 days from the date of the
35 days from September 30th.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
That's correct?
That's right.
Thank you very much. That answers my question.
I've got a whole answer question.
Never, you can come up, but you got to come up to the microphone to do it. You would be out of order unless you come up to the microphone, tell us who you are and your and where you live. When they do the minutes, they can't see faces.
I ain't talking.
Well, I don't. This is a little old town. We all got along together. There's two stores in the town, and it's gonna take that long to make a decision on taxpayers' money or inconvenience of people having a job. Is that what we elect y'all for? All right, you can't get my mouth.
More questions.
Okay. I'll let anybody else speak if they want to, even though we're about to adjourn. Nobody? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Move, Mr. Andre. Second, Mr. Richard. All in favor say aye. Any comments from the audience? All in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
703.